Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, conversations with government leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. The endowment was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new methods to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment and our programs by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour focuses on outstanding government executives who are changing the way government does business. Our conversation tonight is with Brigadier General Edward Harrington, Director, Defense Contract Management Agency. Welcome, General Harrington.
Thank you, Paul. It's nice to be here.
Well, let's start by finding out more about the Defense Contract Management Agency. Could you describe the activities of DCMA for our listeners?
Certainly. The Defense Contract Management Agency is what I call the Department of Defense's acquisition support and readiness agency, and it is primarily focused on managing the contracts of all of our military services. We're the people that assure that the cost, schedule, and performance that the services need for the warfighting systems and the readiness components of the different systems out in the field is assured, and we have people in contractor plants that surveil the production and make sure the quality is perfect and also ensure that the contractors get paid. And we are that function that provides all the service acquisition managers that detailed information that helps them buy things better for the Department of Defense.
How large is DCMA in terms of the people?
We've got about 12,000 people in 65 primary field activities throughout the United States and then all over the world, wherever there are contractors supporting the American military services. We, in fact, have small pockets of people in over 900 locations throughout the world that actually do the surveillance activities with those contractors.
What types of skills do these individuals have?
Paul, they range from senior level managers who are responsible for coordinating and integrating all of the acquisition functions to the people that perform those functions, the engineers, the electrical engineers, software engineers, quality assurance specialists for everything from aviation fuels to production line spare components for tactical wheeled vehicles and aircraft and helicopters and ships, to contract management specialists that ensure that the contract provisions are met and as well that the proper payment is made to our contractors wherever they are.
So it's a very diverse workforce.
Yes, it is, with a lot of different skills, and the integration of those skills, I think, is our the value we provide and the one we most focus in terms of bringing value to the acquisition managers.
We know that DCMA was created in 1989 as part of the Defense Logistics Agency, but became an independent agency in March 2000. What does it mean to be an independent agency?
Well, I think now as an agency, we are in partnership with the other defense agencies who comprise a large part of our customer base, and we're able to now dialogue with our service, our Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine service customers on a level that they can come to us and tell us what they need, and we're able to provide those types of services and that support effectively now with a lot more visibility and the ability to partner, I think, is really becoming to come to the fore as far as our main strength.
What are the benefits of being independent?
I think our independence goes to how we are actually able to connect in partnerships both with industry and with our acquisition managers and the readiness managers in each one of the services. So that independence just gives us a chance to work with our contractors and take the information we learn from our contractors and provide that to our acquisition managers more effectively.
Let's spend some time finding out about your career. Could you tell us about your career and the different positions you've held?
Sure. I started out in the Army, was drafted, but with the intention of joining the military so that I could serve my country, and that was decided for me ahead of time before I ever graduated from college. And spent some time as an enlisted infantryman and applied for a commission through the Infantry Officer Candidate Program. Earned my commission, served in Vietnam as a platoon leader, and then came back and fully envisioned staying with the Army for a while longer to see whether or not I wanted to be a part of it for the long term, and spent some time at Fort Bragg doing the usual things a young lieutenant does with soldiers, and training soldiers, and then going out and supporting soldiers wherever they were in their deployment and their mission requirements. And then part of the genesis of where I've come as an acquisition and contract manager is that I was assigned as a deployment and contracting manager at Fort Bragg and got deeply involved with detailing plans for contractor support for the 18th Airborne Corps there, who that corps has a mission to go anywhere in the world. And oftentimes we found that we needed to have some type of local ability to be able to find supplies for the soldiers on the ground and the ability to provide parts on an emergency basis. And I learned a lot from that experience in terms of what the soldiers need far forward when they go and are deployed. That experience is brought to me, it comes back to me all the time in terms of how we provide support to our acquisition managers. The things we do for our acquisition and readiness managers means readiness for the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines in the field. And that's kind of where I've come. I've been a product manager and in charge of a group of project managers and have had three assignments here in DCMA. So I think I've had a chance to see both sides of it. I've been a customer of DCMA and I've been a customer supporter in DCMA. So it's great to be back, and I tell the people, and I mean it sincerely, that I'm extremely proud to be the director. And I think I'm lucky also.
And you reflect on your career, what positions best prepared you for your present job?
I think more than anything else, Paul, the leadership experiences I've had as an Army officer have given me the training and told me a lot about myself and how I need to interact with people and how we collectively as senior leaders and myself as the director need to work with our people to communicate with them about the necessity for the criticality of the mission that they perform, to learn from our people about their needs as individuals as far as their skills go, to look at how we can help them develop their individual skills and then their teaming skills better, and then to flow that out, so to speak, to both of our contractor partners as well as the acquisition and readiness managers we actually support. So the leadership aspect of it, I think, is what I've learned. And more than anything else, I've learned that it is a continual improvement process. You're never that perfect leader. You're always learning.
What drew you to continued public service? You indicated in your description of your career at several points you had choices and you chose to stay.
Well, I've always felt it's a continual assessment process, and I just was drawn to the Army because of a sense of obligation to serve my country. I stayed in the Army because of the soldiers I worked with, the non-commissioned officers that I worked with, and the superior officers that coached, counseled, and mentored me. And wherever I was, I felt as though I was with a group of people that had a set of values, with an organization that had a set of values, that meant an awful lot to me. And those values, I felt, were what I needed to strive in my own personal conduct as far as growth on a personal basis. So an awful lot of it had to do with a growing sense of personal growth and then a sense of obligation to my country and a growing likeness for the Army.
A second ago in another answer, you talked about the importance of leadership. What are the qualities of good leaders?
Well, I go back to the Army values. It's if you take the E and the A out, they spell leadership: loyalty, duty, honor, integrity, selfless service, personal courage. All of those types of values, I say, are intrinsic character traits that I think are necessary in a leader. And a leader needs to be able to set the example. In each of those traits, and more importantly, those traits collectively as we go about our mission. DCMA comprises a group of professionals who I say need to set the example for those values, for the integrity in our acquisition process, for the courage to be able to do the right thing, for selfless service to the nation. So I have an obligation to set the example for the agency as a whole, and I look to the people in the agency to demonstrate that individually and then collectively. And I think they do it admirably. They're a good group of people.
Well, it's time for a break. We'll be back with more of the Business of Government Hour in just a few minutes.